I'm not internationally known, but I've been known to rock a microphone.
That is a song I heard the other day, because it is from back in the day. But literally, I heard it the other day. Yeah, okay. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. So, I don't know if you saw, but recently I was interviewed for the Wall Street Journal, or The Wall, as I like to call it, Michael Scott. It was interesting. It was an article that was about how many Christians, Catholics these days, are using Lent as an opportunity to get fit. You know, they're trying to increase some kind of healthy habits, and they're trying to look at like a self-help Lent kind of a thing. And you know, what do I think about that? And so after like a 30-minute interview, there was like one little quote, and I was like, that is what I said, but it wasn't what I kind of internally meant, you know. Anyways, it's fine. It was well written. The person did a great job with the article, because the reality is a lot of people look to Lent for like as if it's like a New Year's resolution. This is when I'm gonna really hit it hard. This is when I'm gonna start living clean. This is when I'm gonna start, you know, eating well. I'm gonna start doing all these things that are good habits. I'm gonna start or stop doing all these things that are bad habits. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. But ultimately, why do we do the three practices of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, particularly the fasting? Why? It's ultimately not because we're trying to start a good habit or trying to kill a bad habit, although that's a good thing. I would say the primary reason why we do penance, you know, fasting, that kind of thing during Lent or any time is for repentance and to give God access. So repentance, we all realize, you know, that there's things in our lives, like we're sinners, right? And so we repent by giving stuff up. If that's going to be the bad habit or if that's going to be the bad sin, great. Yes, that's that. But we repent, but we turn away from the evil that we do, that we choose, and we turn towards the Lord. That's repentance. So we fast, we do the penance for that sense of like repentance, right? So turning back to the Lord. We also do it to give the Father access to our hearts. Why do I choose the thing I choose to do for Lent? It could be because I want to feel better about myself, because I want to live a healthier life. But ultimately, what it comes down to is I'm choosing this because I believe that it will give the Father access to my heart. There's also other things. I made a video about it. Like we do it to unite our sufferings to the sufferings of Jesus. And that's very important. But if it's not about repentance, turning away from sin and turning towards God, if it's not about giving the Father access to our hearts, then ultimately what it's about is about ourselves. And our penance gets to be about so much than just ourselves. It gets to be about so much more than just I started a good habit or I stopped a bad habit. I lost a few pounds or, you know, I got extra sleep or whatever the thing is. It gets to be about Him. You know, I was thinking about this, particularly when it comes to fasting as it relates to repentance. When I was reading the book of Jonah, here's Jonah who goes through Nineveh after his whole story with the great fish and everything. He goes through Nineveh and he says, 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. And the word gets to the king of Nineveh. And the ruler of Nineveh then proclaims a fast. He commands that everybody, from the oldest to the youngest, from the wealthiest to the poorest, even the animals, that they would be dressed in sackcloth and ashes and not eat or drink anything. And it's really remarkable, because I just think about this. Like, we read the story, we know the end. We know that the Lord did not carry out the justice He was going to inflict upon Nineveh. But the people of Nineveh didn't know that. Like, they didn't know when they started fasting, when they started doing the penance, when they dressed in sackcloth and ashes and didn't eat or drink. They didn't know that the Lord God would A, notice, B, care, and C, respond. But we know. Like, this is the declaration of faith that happens every single time you and I do an act of penance. We believe that God, who's our Father, who loves us, notices. The most amazing thing to be a Catholic Christian is to realize that you matter to God, that you don't have to do anything huge for Him to notice. In fact, your penance probably is something really, really small. I mean, it's probably not like the amazing fasts of some of the great saints. It's probably something very, very insignificant in the big picture of things. But you believe something about God. You believe that He cares about you, so He notices. And then, as I said, after He notices, He cares. And He responds. Now, it's not like we moved God to respond, because God is, he's always the initiator. We're always the responders, right? He's always the one who moves, and then we respond to his movement. But there's something powerful about, okay, Lord, I have changed this. At your request and by your grace, I've moved by this penance, by this act of giving up something, by this act of fasting. I've moved. You notice it. You care. And now you respond. There's something. There's a massive act of faith. And that act of faith is that you have a father and you matter to him. It reminds me of the scene in one of my favorite movies. It's relatively violent. Braveheart. You know, there's William Wallace and he's fighting, you know, for Scotland and all this stuff. And his buddy, he says, "Why are you doing this?" And he says, "I'm doing this for freedom, you know." And his buddy says, "No, you're not. You're doing this for Murren," his wife who had been murdered. "You're doing this for Murren. You're doing this because you think she sees you." William Wallace responds and he says, "No, I know she sees me." In this moment is so incredibly important, because why are you doing the fast? Why are you doing the penance thing you're doing? "Well, it's because I want to lose weight. It's because I want to do this. No, you're doing it because you think the Father sees you. Because you think, you're convinced, you believe. No, you know that the Father notices, that he cares, and that he responds. Ultimately, our penance is about repentance, about giving the Father access to our hearts. For all of us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, comment on stuff. You know, comment on my Scottish accent if you want. If you want to comment on my Scottish accent, it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. It's not very good, but it's mine. So there. Okay. Peace out.